Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I see good Auntie evening. Dot and Auntie Dot and Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I also have Mom and myself, Shuffler and Hilbert. Auntie Dot, are we in Samuel 21?
22.
Okay. All righty. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay. Auntie Dot, you can go ahead. Start playing Samuel and 1 Samuel 22, and we'll just wait on the rest of them to join, okay?
Okay.
22. David therefore departed and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him. And everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain to them. There were with him about 400 men. And David went thence to Mizpeh of Moab. And he said unto the king of Moab, Let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you, till I know what God will do for you. And he brought them before the king of Moab. And they dwelt all the while that David was in the hold. And the prophet Gad said unto David, Abide not in the hold. Depart, and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed, and came into the forest of Hareth. When Saul heard that David was discovered, and that the men were with him, now Saul abode in Gibeah, under a tree in Ramah, having his spear in his hand, and all his servants were standing about him. Then Saul said unto his servants that stood about him, Hear now, ye Benjamites, will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards, and make you all captains of thousands and captains of hundreds? That all of you have conspired against me, and there is none that showeth me that my son hath made a league with the son of Jesse, and there is none of you that is sorry for me, or showeth unto me that my son hath stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as at this day. Then answered Doeg the Edomite, which was set over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob, to Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, and he inquired of the Lord for him, and gave him victuals, and gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine. Then the king sent to call Ahimelech the priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, the priests that were in Nob. And they came, all of them, to the king. And Saul said, Hear now, thou son of Ahitub. And he answered, Here I am, my lord. And Saul said unto him, Why have ye conspired against me, thou and the son of Jesse, in that thou hast given him bread and a sword, and hast inquired of God for him? That he should rise against me to lie in wait as at this day. Then Ahimelech answered the king and said, And who is so faithful among all thy servants as thee, which is the king's son-in-law? Then begin to inquire of God for him. Be it far from me. Let not thy king impute anything unto thy servant, nor to all the house of my father, for thy servant knew nothing of all this, less or more. And the king said, Thou shalt die, thou and all thy father's house. And the king said unto the footmen that stood about him, Turn and slay the priests of the Lord, because their hand also is with David, and because they knew when he fled, and did not show it to me. But the servants of the king would not put forth their hand to fall upon the priests of the Lord. And the king said to Doeg, Turn thou, and fall upon the priests. And Doeg the Edomite turned, and he fell upon the priests, and slew on that day 85 persons that did wear a little ephod. and north, the city of the priest, smote he with the edge of a sword, both men, women, children, and sucklings, and oxen, and asses, and sheep, with the edge of the sword. And one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped, and fled after David. And Abiathar showed David that Saul had slain the Lord's priest. And David said unto Abiathar, I knew it that day, when Doeg the Edomite was there, that he would surely tell Saul, I have occasioned the death of all the persons of thy father's house. Abide thou with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be in safeguard.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you. Thank you. Get this thing set up right. Thank you for playing the reading of First Samuel. We're going to go ahead and get started with the call. I'm going to do a roll call right quick. We have Brother Hubert. We have Mother May, Brother Daniel, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Sister Loretta, and myself, Sister Angela, others. Is that missing one?
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All righty. Well, welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together today to give God honor and to praise His holy name. Amen.
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 Today I have Auntie Carrie doing an opening prayer for the call today.
Yes.
Okay, you may proceed.
Okay. Our Father, which art in heaven, and hallowed will be thy holy name. We come to you today, Lord, thanking you for this time to hear your word. Lord, we just thanking you for our ears and our heart and our eyes that we may see and read the word that you left back here for us. Lord, we just praise your holy name. And Lord, let us be not only hearers but doers of the word. And Lord, let us understand in what we are discussing this day. We ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
And thank you for that beautiful prayer. All righty. We're going to go ahead into our worship song. The title of it today is Who You Say I Am, and it's by Hillsong Worship.
Thank you.
Amen.
Build family of faith. We can build school of excellence. We can worship and praise in churches that nurture individuals to become mutual and responsible citizens. We can build community into village of justice, mercy, and peace.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together. Not be broken.
Bind us together with love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Out of Colossians 3:1-21. Next, I have Brother Daniel. Do you have any good news you'd like to share?
You say me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I just want to say hello to everyone, and God bless us with another week, and thank God for that. And also, I love everyone, and I'm going to be able to swim today. Amen.
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 Thank you, Chris. Thank you for sharing and acknowledging everyone, Daniel. All righty. Next, I'm going to have Auntie God. Do you have any good news you'd like to share today?
Yes, coming out of 1 Kings, chapter 7, 1-8, a house of Solomon. But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. He built also the house of the Tower of Lebanon. The length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof 50 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. Upon 4 rows of cedar pillars, where cedar became upon the pillar, and it was covered with cedar above the beam that laid on 45 pillars, 15 in a row, and there was one in 3 rows, and light was against the light in 3 branch, and all the doors and posts were square, with the one and light was against light in 3 branch, and he made a porch of pillars. The length thereof was 50 cubits, and the breadth thereof was 30 cubits. And the porch was therefore dim, and the other pillar of the thick beam for them. Then he made a porch for the throne where he might judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. And his house where he dwelt had another court within the porch, which was of his light work. Solomon made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken to his wife, like unto his porch. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of 1 Kings, Auntie Don. Next, I have Brother Hoover. Would you like to go ahead?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 41. Blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life, and he will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Whenever one comes to see me, he speaks falsely, while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagined the worst for me, saying, a vile disease had beset him. He would never get up from the place he lies. Even my close friends, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Next, I have Auntie Betty. You have anything you would like to share this evening?
Yes. Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 30. I will exalt you, Lord, for you have rescued me. You refuse to let my enemies trample over me. Oh, my Lord God, I cry to you for help, and you restored my health. You brought me up from the grave. Oh, Lord, you kept me from falling into the pit of death. Sing to the Lord, all ye godly ones. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy come with morning. When I was prostrate, I said, nothing can stop me now. Your favor, O Lord, has made me secure as the mountain. Then I turned away from me, and I was shattered. I cried out to you, O Lord. I begged the Lord for mercy, saying, what will you gain if I die? If I'm taken to the grave, can my dust praise you? Can it tell your faithfulness? Hear me, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I give you thanks forever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Monty Betty, for that reading. I'm sorry, what did she come out of?
I come out of Psalm chapter 30.
30, okay. All right. Thank you for that reading. All right, next I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm coming from Isaiah 50. Hearken unto me, that you follow after righteousness, that ye seek the Lord. Look unto the rock where thou hast hewed, and the hole in the pit which thou diggest. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I call him alone, and bless him, and increase him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, and he shall comfort all her waste places.
What?
And he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall come from therein, thanksgiving and the voices of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, O give unto me, O my nation, for the law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment rest for the lighter of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is going forth, and my arm shall judge the people. And judge the people. The island shall wait upon me, and my arm shall trust. My arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes unto the heaven and look up on the earth, for the heaven shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like the garment, and they shall dwell therein, and shall die like manna. But my salvation is forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Hearken unto me, that you know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of the railing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading. I see Carrie out of Isaiah 50. Next I have Sister Loretta. You have any good
questions? Yes, I am reading out of Romans 8.
Okay.
And it says, life through the Spirit. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And he also condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law may be fulfilled, met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of Romans 8. Alrighty. I will go last, and I'm going to come out of Jeremiah 29. Verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Talking about having a heavenly mindset and understanding that God's protection is in the spiritual realm. So every day we want to wake up and ask God to give us a heavenly mindset. And it's something we want to do daily, because we have to cleanse out the things that have a way of coming, if we come in contact with daily through other means of interaction. So we want to have our mindset directly on God. And to do that is to cleanse our mind and think heavenly so that we can walk the walk of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Okay, well, we're going to proceed on to our sick and shut in. Do I have anyone I need to add to our list?
Yes, Mary Ann, hello. She ain't doing too good. I have to say
anyone else? And I believe we did remove my daughter, Keisha, from the list last week, so I make sure she's removed. And Auntie Betty, I added you and your family back on. I didn't intend to take you guys off because I know that you may still be grieving, so I am having you guys added back on. And I'm also
Thank
have
you,
my
God.
Friend.
Thank you.
And I have my friend Stephanie, who lost her mother and her family on as well. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the prayer, if there's no other names to add. Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, my song, my light, my fortress, my strength, my tower, my redeemer, my all, my rock, in my defense. So, Father God, we have special prayers for the sick and shut in on our list. Auntie Wileen, James Richardson, Uncle Dave, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Tanja Richardson, Joseph, Daniel, Sister Shirley, Sister Caroline, Sister Stephanie and family, Auntie Betty and family, and Mary Ann Lowe. Father, your word says the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. We come today in faith, asking that you heal us from every sickness, disease, and illness. We receive our healing by faith, and we ask it in your name, in your precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we are at acknowledging birthdays for the week of 8/22 through 8/28, and we have one of our very own celebrating her birthday, Loretta Simmons, on the 24th.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Ooh, another year.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. And also on August the 24th, we have my Auntie Alice Lowe.
Amen.
And then I do want to acknowledge it's the 25th Uncle Willie Williams' birthday, Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Okay, so we want to acknowledge that today as well, that he would have celebrated his birthday this week. And then on August the 26th, we have Nika Jackson. Are there any other birthdays? All righty. Loretta, I'm going to ask you to sing happy birthday song today. Oh, it's your birthday. You can't sing to yourself.
Hey, happy birthday song.
All right. I think I'm going to ask Auntie Betty to sing it to you and Uncle Willie. How about that?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of God's children. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. And many, many more.
Amen.
I truly enjoy your day. I hope it's wonderful. All right. Now we're ready for our second round. And, of course, you can do more Bible verses if it pleases your heart. Or you can share a testimony or poem. I am having a lot of background noise. I want to please mute your phone. Can everyone, if you can you mute your phone? I've got a lot of background noise. I can't hear. Thank you. All righty. Again, if you want to share a testimony, a poem or a song, or if not, just say pass. I would like to start out with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
All righty. Auntie Betty.
I pass.
Okay. Mother May.
Well, I want to read one of those verses. Coming out of Philippians 4:13. Jesus promised never to leave us or forsake us, especially when situations in our lives and shifting. Contentment come in knowing that God has called you and me to a higher purpose and that he shall equip us to complete that work. Contentment come
contentment come in knowing that God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Contentment come in knowing that God is with us in all circumstances, especially in the struggle, knowing that God sees, cares, and works in our circumstance. Give you and me every reason to dwell in contentment, not resentment. I'm happy in Jesus. How about you?
Huber, do you have any additional words you'd like to share?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Proverbs 4, starting at verse 10. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom, and I lead you along straight paths. When you talk, your step will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. For they cannot sleep till they do evil. They are robbed of slumber till they make someone fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closest to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and help to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet. And take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Proverbs. Next time, additional good news to share? Loretta, are you muted?
Oh, okay. Yes. I'll be coming from the book of Joel Osteen, and it's called Rest and Wait. I know God has put dreams and desires in your heart. Things you are hoping for and praying about and believing in. And the Bible says if we pray in faith according to God's words, then God will hear us and answer those prayers. When you have a dream from God in your heart, you don't have to struggle and try to force it to happen. You don't have to worry or be frustrated, wondering if it's ever going to come to pass. When you have the promises of God deep in your heart, the Bible says you will enter into the rest of God. That is a place of total trust, a place where you know beyond a shadow of doubt that God is going to see you through. It is a place of faith, knowing that God is in complete control and at the exact time He will bring your dream to pass. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing reading of Joel Osteen, Loretta. All righty. Next I have is RT Dot. You have any good news or forms of testimony if you would like to share?
I pass.
All righty. And Daniel said he was a listener tonight, so I'm just going to say thank you for listening.
Amen.
All righty. Yeah. I'm going to do a little different. I'm not going to say mine right here. I'm going to lead it into the last song for the day. So if you guys don't mind, I'm just going to switch that up just a little bit as I close out with the last worship song. So next on our program is assigning parts for next week. Do we have any volunteer to play the 1 Samuel 21 reading? 23. All righty. Any volunteers for an opening prayer for next week? Opening prayer.
Auntie Betty.
All right. Thank you, Auntie Betty. And then lastly, closing prayer. Any volunteers?
Auntie Care.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Full house participation. Appreciate you guys. And also appreciate those that participated on today. Who do I have closing today? You okay?
Loretta.
Who was it?
Loretta.
He volunteered, Loretta.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay.
Praise God.
Amen. Okay. Well, you can just go ahead and close out our prayer. I'm going to go into our worship song.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given me. Thank you for your Son that gave us liberty. We know his name, Jesus, the one who died for me. O blessed Savior, his blood has set us free. Forgive us our trespasses. Wash all our sins away. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lead us every day. Please bless all our family. They mean so much to me. And don't forget our teachers. They need a blessing too for each teaching us to read and all the things they do. The friends we have right now and the ones we don't know yet, bless them every day and everywhere they go. Teach us to love everyone the same and never tell a lie or to curse or steal or blame. We will be careful in whatever we do. We want our life to be an honor to you. We love you, Lord. We know you love us too. Please keep us safe this whole day through. Amen.
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 Close the
Amen.
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 Before we move to our worship song, I just want to open the floor open again, just if anyone has anything else they would like to say. Okay, well, I'm going to go on into, but before we listen to this song, I want to kind of preempt everyone in reference to the song. I think it's a beautiful song. The title of it is called Fires, and it's by Jordan Sink Sire. And it talks about times that we go through our trials and tribulations and how God will pull us out of those, what they, you know, technically a fire and rescue us. So the testimony behind that is that yesterday I participated in a funeral for my friend's mother, and one of the
one of the gentlemen stood up and had a eulogy about her. And I got a chance to meet her. She used to come to my house a lot when we used to cook out years ago. So I didn't know her, but I never knew her name. It's just Stephanie's mother, that's all I said. But anyway, we were at the funeral yesterday, and this guy stood up, and his analogy of her was she had no fear in life, and she would just go about her day, but she stayed on this little path. But he felt like that. I felt that he was insinuating that she had no fear, but she just went about her day, and she would make decisions that may not have been the best decisions, and she'll hit her head up against the wall, and then she'll bounce here, and then she'll bounce to the right, and she'll bounce to the left. But the more I thought about it, he kept saying, well, she had bumper guards on her road to her path to life. And from the opposite side of that, I like to think that those bumper guards was God's rails, keeping her from going over the deep ends, because anything could have happened if she had gone beyond his protection. So there's always a way to look at things differently and try to make it a positive outcome. But she lived her life without fear. And so therefore, you know, she knew that God was protecting her, what I really, really enjoyed about it. And so this song about fire is about how we can lean on God and know that he's going to get us out of the fire and the things for the best, based on the decisions that we make in life.
And everything that I need, you've already given me. I remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So I hear my doubting when you prove that you fight for me. You walk me through fire.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
What a beautiful song.
Amen.
And who you said that song is by, Angela?
Jordan Sanctifier.
Okay, thanks.
All righty. Well, that comes, that brings us to the conclusion of our program. I just want to thank everyone for participating, and thank you for being here. We don't take it lightly. Take the time out of your day to be a part of this call. It means a lot, and we appreciate the fact that we all have been hanging in here for years, more than 10 years. So, again, beautiful thing. So in closing, we just want to thank God for all that he do in our lives. And, you know, our lives are good because God is great. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Father God, we just want you to of your power. Remind us of your power and your grace, Father God, and just fill us with peace and you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to finish us daily and inspire and protect as we lead. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, and everyone have a safe and blessed week.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love you
all.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Oh, did you get your packages?
I did. Both of them. I received both of them.
Okay. Just want to make sure because I looked at Keisha, showed me how they sent it to you. So make sure she got it.
Yeah, I saw that. That was like awesome. I'm like, how did she do that?
Oh, they would confirm to let you know that they dropped it off, but, you know, I'm just not comfortable when you're in an apartment like that.
Yeah. Well, pretty good people live over here, so we don't have any problem with no one tampering with our packages.
That's awesome. I guess they know people are watching everything these days. Yeah. Well, enjoy, and we'll be talking with you, I'm sure.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.